What must I do to be saved? Some think by attainment, but God says by atonement. Some declare by character. God says it's by the cross. Some maintain it's by courage. God says it's by Christ. Some assert by trying, but God says it's by trusting. The answer the Lord Jesus Christ gave is crystal clear. Ye must be born again. Some people hesitate to use the terminology saved, but it's quite scriptural. It's very biblical. In Acts chapter 16, a convicted jailer, that is, convicted of his sin, asked the Apostle Paul, "Sir, what must I do to be saved?" And the Apostle Paul said, "Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved." So you see, it is a Bible term. For the Lord Jesus himself said, "I am the door. By me, if any man enter in, he shall be saved." From the book of Acts we read, "For there is none other name under heaven given among men whereby ye must be saved." We read further in the book of Acts that the Lord adds to the church daily those such as are being saved. Twice in the second chapter of Ephesians we read, "By grace are you saved." And the Apostle Paul says, "But unto us which are saved." And also writing to Titus, he says, "According to his mercy he saved us." And in writing to Timothy, "The power of God who hath saved us." Friend of mine, it's possible, according to the Bible, the Word of God, to be saved from your sins, to be saved from the impending wrath of God that will surely fall on a Christ-rejecting world. It's possible to be saved from hell and the burnings of eternity. It's possible to be saved by the grace of God through the blood of the Lamb of God, the Lord Jesus, and to be sure of going to heaven. We read from John's first epistle, "This is the record that God has given to us eternal life, and this eternal life is in His Son. He that has the Son has eternal life, and he that has not the Son of God has not life. These things have I written unto you that believe on the name of the Son of God, that ye may know that you have eternal life." Listening friend, let me assure you, the Bible says that he who has the Son, the Lord Jesus Christ, has eternal life. He's saved. And the Word of God says these things are written so that that saved one, that believing child of God, can know that his every sin is forgiven. In fact, the moment you come in repentant faith, acknowledging your guilt and sin before a holy God and trusting the Lord Jesus Christ as your Savior, accepting him as your own, John 1 and 12 assures us that you do become a child of God. "For as many as received him, to them gave he the power," or the authority, the privilege, "to become a son of God, even to them that would believe upon his name." What about it, friend of mine? You may be religious, you may be a church member, moral, refined, a good neighbor, but do you have Christ? Nicodemus, who came to the Lord Jesus by night, was a good man in the eyes of the world, by the standards of the world. But in the eyes of God, he needed to be born again, born anew, born afresh, born by the Spirit of God. Not only do you become a child of God when you receive Christ, but Acts 10 and 43 assures us that our sins are forgiven. "To him give all the prophets witness that through his name, whosoever believeth in him should have remission of sins." And from many passages, including John 5 and 24, we find out that we have passed from spiritual death unto eternal life. And from John 3 and 16, eternal life is received as a gift. And on the authority of Romans 8 and 1, "There is therefore now no condemnation, no judgment, no hell to those who are in Christ." Friend of mine, will you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ today and be assured on the authority of God's Word, by the grace of God, through the blood of Christ, you'll be with Him and not in that lake of fire for all eternity. Believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, you'll be saved. And the Bible says you can know it. May the Lord bless you today.